Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mary Blake Show. Today we have a real treat for you, Artie Hoffman, who talks to angels and a lot of other people, I understand. And we've been all around the world with those angels, and I cannot wait to begin talking to Artie. So, hi, let's just go.
Hi, Mary. Thank you so much for having me on. And yeah, it's great. It's great to be here with you. And I do communicate with angels and people's deceased loved ones who have crossed over. And it really is a blast. You know, when people tell me as far as how poignant, how accurate I am with the information, you know, I have a hard time taking credit for it because the answers are given to me. So, and I just deliver the messages as they present themselves to me. And
isn't that
I feel very
true?
Yeah,
that's,
I feel
that's
very
the
blessed.
One. That's the one thing that is hard for us because we can't take credit for our work. The healing that comes through me, I didn't do that. I mean, it was, you know, I delivered the energy, and whether the people use it or not, it's up to them. Right?
Exactly. And when I do readings for people, you know, because I do private readings, whether it be over the phone or in person, then besides parties, but when I do readings for people, I don't remember hardly next to nothing of hardly anything of what I say to people because I'm in a different zone. And the only reason why I know certain, like, incredible stories about myself or about what I've been, you know, what was said or what happened is because people will come back to me days, weeks, and many months later and tell me, you know, their experience and what has happened, what has transpired since then. And so when I'm in a conscious state of mind, I'll remember it. But while I'm doing the readings, you know, I don't remember, like, diddly squat in the moment, you know.
Exactly. I know what you mean. Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you mean. It's amazing, isn't it? Actually, the way I got the material for my book is that I recorded sessions with their permission, and with their permission to share it, and had it transcribed because I have a hard time listening to my own self when I'm not me, you know. And that's how the book came about.
Yeah, so, and it flows. It just flows, mm-hmm. And when you, this is what they mean by, you know, you got to get out of your own way, and just,
yeah,
you know, and let the angels and God take over. So when I say that, you know, it sounds very general and very foo-foo talk in a sense. But however, like when you're overwhelmed, now I challenge a lot of people who say that they believe in God, and I'll challenge them because I challenge the people who are very nervous. I challenge people who are always living life in fear and worry. And I tell all those people, you might believe there is a God, but you do not believe in God. And some people get very offended when I say that to them, but it's the truth. And I say, and I sit right across from them, and I say, how can you tell me you believe in God when you are living your life in such fear and worry? You should then know that God has everything under control. And when you ask God and the angels for their blessings and for their help to cure or to assist whatever's going on, and especially things that are out of your control, whether it be for your kids, your partner in life, friends, family, relatives, makes no difference. But when things are out of your control and you're worried about them, that's when you got to say your positive prayers to God and say, God, thank you for resolving their issues. Thank you for sending them love. Thank you for healing them. Thank you for blessing them with prosperity. Thank you for bringing them self-confidence. Thank you for all your love and for your compassion to help resolve this person's situation. But what happens is that a lot of people pray in negativity, and they'll say, but I'm afraid to be alone, or I'm worried they'll get hurt, or I don't want to grow poor. Well, when you're constantly putting that out there, if your energy of fear is greater than your energy of desire, then that is exactly what you're going to experience. So you say, thank you, God, for all the prosperity and money in the world. Thank you for all the health and the happiness. Thank you for sending me a beautiful partner in my life. Thank you for all these beautiful blessings. Thank you for opening up the floodgates of prosperity. Every day you say stuff like that. And don't feel guilty 1 ounce. I don't care what the churches say to you. You do not feel guilty 1 ounce for asking for all the money in the world and all the prosperity in the world, because it's not having a lot of money that makes it greed. It's what you choose to do with it. And when you're willing to fully take care of yourself, when you're willing to fully take care of yourself, and then when you're in that position and your cup is full, whether it be spiritually and or financially, you could easily take care of everyone else. And what happens is that a lot of people have a habit of giving more of themselves to other people and depleting their own energy or financial resources. And that's what gives them a piss-poor quality of life, because they allowed themselves to deplete themselves to try to help out more people than they're capable of. And God says you need to take care of yourself first, and then when your ship is strong, then you could bring on other passengers. But if your ship is drowning, you should not sink your ship to try to save someone else's.
There. Well, one of the interesting things you brought up is being afraid. And, you know, fear is the strongest of all human emotions. And your emotions bring, they draw things to you like a magnet. So when you're running constantly with fear, it's like you're praying for bad things to happen. Because fear, being afraid of something and worrying, takes as much energy, and it is just as powerful as praying for something good. And why not thank God for what you have already? Why not be grateful? My favorite prayer is thanks. I give thanks for the miracle that's happening right now.
Yeah, you don't want to run away from your fears, but you want to run towards the solution and towards your goal. And, you know, when you have a problem or an obstacle, rather than sitting there and worrying about it, if you go right to the paper and a pen and you start writing down all your issues, and if you were to break it down as far as what you need to do, a lot of people, when they're so overwhelmed by all of life's circumstances and there's so many problems or issues, what you need to do is you need to write all your issues down on a piece of paper and then break it down. With each issue, you break it down piece by piece. And you figure out what you have to do to accomplish this goal. Trying to satisfy everyone and everything all in one shot, it's going to be next to darn near impossible. And
yeah.
A lot of people, one of the biggest faults that people have with themselves is that they're afraid to ask for help, whether it be from God and the angels, or whether it be from other people. They feel like they have to do everything themselves. And when you do that, you're not allowing the full use, the full love and the energy of the universe or the other people to assist you. And so you need to stop trying to out-nice everybody by saying, no, thank you, no, thank you, no, thank you, I got it, I got it, I got it. And when you say, you know, go ahead.
You know, one of the things that you bring up, and this is so important, if you get joy from helping other people, why should you deny other people the joy from helping you? Does that make sense?
I know. This is a very good analogy that I use to people. I said, you take away the feeling. Like I said, you know how you love to give to people and make them feel comfortable in your home, or, you know, help them out or assist them. It makes you feel good. I said, so let's say I went into your house and I just, you know, I'm relaxing with you for a couple hours or whatever. And you said, Art, let me have, Art, let me get you a sandwich. I just made sandwiches. No, thank you. How about some hot chocolate or a cup of tea? No, thank you. I just made these nice brownies. Come on. They smell really good. They taste really good. Why don't you have some brownies? No, thank you. And I just kept on denying everything that you were trying to offer me. And I'm blocking that feeling of giving, you know, and you're not allowing people into your life. And so even when I am fully capable of carrying, say, my bags going into a home when I'm doing a party or mm-hmm. for bringing the groceries in or something, if somebody says, hey, Art, can I help you out? I said, sure, absolutely. It's not that I can't do it myself, but people are so happy to be a part of my life or to assist me, that I allow them into my life. And not only does it make me feel good that, you know, that they want to help me and be a part of my life, but it's also making them feel good because they really feel like they're doing a great thing. And even when I leave a party, you know, a lot of times people usually have way more than enough food. Say, Artie, let me give you a care package. And not that I need it, and not that I even want it sometimes, but I'll say, okay, thank you. Or you want a bottle for the road, a bottle of water? I said, yeah, sure. And again, I might not drink it, or I might not eat whatever they're giving me in the moment, or I'll give it to a friend, or I'll feed it to the
person,
or whatever.
A homeless person, maybe, you know.
Or give it to a homeless person, or whatever, depending where you're at. But the bottom line is, I don't deny the person of giving, and I don't let it just sit with me if I'm not going to eat it within the next day or two. But I share it. And when I'm in New York City or I'm in a city place, if I have extra food, I always take the extra food. I never tell them to throw it out. I take the extra food, and I will give it to a homeless person.
There you go.
If I'm in New Jersey, and if I'm in New Jersey, then I'll usually throw it out my window, right out my kitchen window, and let the birds eat. So.
That's cute. Listen, we have a bunch of people that want to ask you questions. Are you open for that?
Sure.
Okay, good. Let's get and see who's been here on the longest, waiting the longest. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi.
Hi, this is
and
Donna.
And who's calling?
My name's Donna.
Donna, do you have a question for Artie?
I do. Hi, Artie.
Hey, sweetheart.
I've been emailing two fellows, Guthrie and Robert. I'm going to meet both of them this week sometime, and I wanted to know, will anything develop between any of these fellows or, her relationship?
I feel your better bet is Gumphrey, whatever his name is.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. It's either Gunter or Guthrie. Okay.
I feel like his overall disposition is vile, might need to be smoothed out a little bit, but don't let that turn you off. But he has a wonderful disposition, and I feel like Robert's probably more in the self-centered place. He's more about himself, and you're going to see he wants to talk more about himself and things are more about him, whereas Gumphrey, he's more of a loves to give, loves to be good, caretaker, and he's a team player, whereas the other one, he's a team player up to a point, but it's mostly about him.
Oh, okay. So then it looks good with this Guthrie here, Gunther.
I feel like, I feel like, and like I said, give him a little patience.
Benefit
give him
of the
a little
doubt.
Of your patience. Yeah, give him the benefit of the doubt and patience, because you'll see that he really has a good heart. And all, but again, it's about the chemistry with each other too. So just because someone's a really good person also doesn't mean that they're in a relationship. I don't care how much money you have, or how good looking you are, or how good the sex might be or whatever, but it's all about chemistry as a person.
Yeah.
I told my ex-wife from the yesteryears, I said to her, I said, I don't want to make love to you just inside the bedroom. I want to make love to you outside the bedroom, meaning with life. And
absolutely.
And so it's all about the chemistry, and you'll feel it and you'll know it. But give it like at least 2 or 3 days until you make that decision. But with Robert, I feel like you'll know probably right away. And with Guthrie, you're going to have to feel him out a little bit, but you're going to see he's a good person.
Oh, okay. I like that. All right. Well, thank you very much, Artie.
My pleasure.
Did you have
it was a pleasure speaking with you.
Yeah. Okay, let's just talk a little bit, Artie, about how these things come to you. Did the angels tell you that, or did you just automatically came through?
Well, put it this way: I never met the lady before. I obviously never met these guys before, and I hear voices in my head, and I just get images in my mind, and I just spell out what I feel. And when I first started, I got to be honest with you, you're going to laugh at this. When I first started and I started doing this process, especially for money, people, you know, when I'd be telling people information, I felt like a little schoolboy just telling a little white lies. Like, honest, this is going to happen, and then this is what's going to happen, and that's going to, and, you know, here I am predicting the future, and I was only praying to God that half the stuff I said was going to come true. Well, it turns out that most of the stuff I said came true, and I said, oh, thank God. And that's only because the people can't relate to what I'm saying in the moment. They can't fully appreciate because things haven't happened yet. So I've told people.
They may come back 3 weeks later and say, you were right.
I've gotten plenty of that. Yeah, and I oh, thank God, you know. And, you know, the very first time I was on the radio when I was doing a live cast radio show on regular radio, and my face is in front of the mic. I'm in studio, and there was tens of thousands of people I know were listening. And before I got to go on the station, I just, while we were going to commercial break, I said to God, I don't know what to say. I said, I'm just relying on you to put the thoughts and the words into my mouth because it's all in my hands. I don't know what to do or say. And so as soon as the showtime went on, boom, you know, magic happened. And the words
fabulous.
And the thoughts were flying out and people were able to relate and
Mm-hmm. Well, with that, Artie, let's check and see what the next person wants to ask. I know they're very anxious. One second now. Hello.
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hey, Kathy.
I'd like to know when I'm going to retire and what I'll be doing next.
What are you going to be doing next? When are you going to retire?
Yeah.
How old are you now, if you don't mind me asking?
62.
I'm seeing 67.
Ooh.
I'm seeing 67, where you're going to fully retire. You might even do it part-time, but I don't see you just retiring and that's it. Because I do see you doing some kind of volunteer work, or you're going to also keep on doing some chores or jobs where you might get paid a little. It's either you're getting paid very little or you're getting paid next to nothing. But I see you doing also a lot of volunteer work. And this is going to make you feel very, very fulfilled.
I'm going to second that. I got the same thing, Artie. So, great.
Yeah. No, I want to know where I was going to retire from my job now. You think it's 67?
67. I'm seeing 67 until you're fully complete with work.
Mm.
And hold on a second. Now, has there been joint pains? I'm getting side joint pains. Is that with you?
Yeah, I have osteoarthritis.
Yeah, I feel a lot of it where it has to do with benefits also, making sure that you're fully covered with benefits. But that's my answer. And like I said, two and two will equal up. But if you want to stop all the joint pains in your body, 100% stop eating anything with yeast in it. And
mm-hmm.
within 3 weeks to a month, you're going to notice all the pains going right out of your body.
Okay. And I'm sure sugar has a lot to do with it.
Yes, sugar also with the sweets. That
mm-hmm.
activates it also. But right now, if I were you, I would take inflammatories, take Advil or something to that effect with the to take down the inflammation, and you're going to feel better. It's not going to cure it, but it's going to feel better. But once
mm-hmm.
you stop, if you go more on a gluten-free diet and cut out the sugars and the sodas, you're gonna notice a huge difference in your energy quality, and you're going to be able to sleep better too.
Oh, good. Okay. Thank you.
If I were you, I would go out and buy myself a hammock just to relax outside.
I have one.
You do? Well, then start using it. Stop looking at it and enter the conversation.
I mean, I'm waiting for spring here, and it's just starting today, really.
Okay, because I kept seeing a hammock in your backyard.
We have one. I go out and ground myself.
That's perfect. But, and you're also going to do a lot of reading also.
Yeah, I have tons of books to read.
And you want to know something? I also see you reading to children. You're also going to be reading to children, whether they be your own kids or grandkids. Well, not your kids, but to your grandkids or other children, like from a library or whatnot. But I see you reading stories to children.
I bet that's my volunteer work.
Yeah.
It could be.
Because all the grandkids are old.
Okay, well, then that's going to be your volunteer work.
Oh, great. Thank you. I'm excited.
Kathy, you've got a lot to give.
Yeah, good. I'm looking forward to it.
You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. But just, like I said, just pace yourself, and you're going to be fine.
That's probably why I can't lose weight, because I'm so inflamed, and I love bread.
Well, yeah, once you stop eating all that crap, and put it this way, everyone loves bread, especially if it's cinnamon bread. God's sakes.
No, pizza.
Pizza, also a crowd pleaser.
I did have salad for lunch, though.
That's good.
Yeah.
Listen,
thank you.
Keep up the good work, Kathy.
What's that?
I said keep up the good work.
Okay, thanks.
All righty. Let's go to the next one, shall we?
Sure.
Let's see.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me? Yeah, my name is Jamel.
Jamel? Okay.
Yeah, I'm calling from Chicago. Today is my birthday. Yay.
Yay. All right. Happy birthday. Hey,
thank
Jamel, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something right away. And you have to start calling a spade a spade. You have to start being more honest with people and just start telling it like it is rather than beating around the bush. And you got to need to start living your own truth rather than the expectations of others. And I feel like you keep dodging around the bullet, keep on dodging around situations rather than just being honest with other people and honest with yourself. And you're gonna start feeling better when you start living your own truth and don't allow other people's judgments to affect you so much, because you're so afraid of being judged by others that you just need to be true to yourself, and that's what counts more than anything else.
Oh, true. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. All right. So thanks for that. I was pretty much calling to see what you guys see for me and a friend of mine reconciling. Her name is Carrie.
You want to know something? And this is exactly what I was talking about. Everything I said to you all had to
do
with your relationship.
Okay.
Explain your point of view and why your feelings are hurt or why you feel the way you do. You can't just be a one-sided thing where you're just being the accommodating one, but you also have to hold a strong stand, and you also have to be very – Your mind has to be opening according to what she wants. And when you let her know that you really care and that you're very sincere, you'll win her over. But there can't be any control issues or any trust issues, because if you don't trust the person you're with, I don't care how beautiful they are, how much you love them. If you don't trust them, I'll simply say to you, then why are you with this person? If you don't trust them, if there's not honesty, you don't have a relationship. And I produced a video, and it's called "I Love You at a 10 and Trust You at a 0."
Okay.
All right, and if you say
well,
that you're
the longer
gonna
it goes on, the worse it's going to get too. The more you give in, the more they ask for. It's funny.
Good
But if you're looking for that honesty, or you want that true blue person. If you want them to perform at a 9-10, you have to perform at a 9-10. You can't say what you're gonna do or how you're gonna be and then not be it. You gotta walk your talk. You can't just say it. You gotta walk your talk. And I feel like there are trust issues, and you have to, reconcile and for things to get better. So I feel like with patience and time, things will get better. But sometimes people make stupid mistakes. And they don't realize what they got until it's no longer there. There's a bunch of songs written about that.
True indeed, yeah.
And so it's about being sincere and then writing you know, apology letter in regards to any trust issues or anything, but you don't write a novel. You want to keep it short and sweet and say, I understand your feelings and, you know, I was a fool, baby. I was a fool.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so you got to treasure, you got to respect and treasure the one you're with, and you can't take it for granted. Otherwise, like you're experiencing, you're having these problems. And, you know, I said to, you know, in my previous relationship, because I had nothing to hide, I said, if you want to look at my phone and email, I said, I don't care. I said, you can look if you want, you know, if you're feeling insecure. I said, I have nothing to hide. See, but I'm like that, but that's me, you know. And because my line of work involves 98% women, and I've read for over 17,000 people in my life. So I understand that there's going to be insecurities. So if you can feel good about saying, listen, if you want to check my phone or check my email or whatever, whatever, if you have nothing to hide, then fine. But if you're hiding and hiding and hiding and no, and playing that head game player, you're playing as an individual.
True indeed. Okay.
And you know, when you talk about a respect, the number one person to respect is you.
Right. Right.
If you're messing with your own self-respect by trying to bend over backwards for her, oops.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
you have to live
according to your soul, what your soul feels inside, and not what your ego is. And
okay.
And another thing is you want to live for yourself and share your life with her and for her the same. But if you're living too much through the other person, then you're not having a life, and you're going to be very suffocating, and that means you have control issues or trust issues. And it's like, and if you're like that, that's it. Then why you're giving your power away to the other person, or vice versa? If you're not feeling comfortable based on the other person's integrity, then why are you wasting your time? Because you're going to be constantly walking around with a pit in your stomach.
That's true. Okay.
So do you understand?
Oh, I totally understand. I get it. Yeah.
That was a mighty, mighty fine birthday card Artie just gave you.
Yeah, thank you.
It was a pleasure, and I wish you and happy birthday and many more. I tell everybody I'm 27 years old with 27 years experience at it.
Wow.
So you do the math.
Right. Cool. So
okay.
Thank you.
Sure thing. Thanks a lot, Jamel.
Always.
Hang on and listen in to the rest of the program, okay?
I will. Thanks.
Jamel, always remember, you want to make sure that everyone feels comfortable in Jamel's world and that they're good. They have nothing to worry about.
That's good. Thank you. Yeah, that's really deep. Yeah. Yep, that makes sense. You're right.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
You never want anyone
thank
to feel threatened. You always want them to feel comfortable and secure in Jamel's world.
Right.
And you got to create
right.
that space. Nobody could create that space and place but you. And you want everyone
okay.
to know it. And you can't just say it. You have to be it. See, there's a difference between acting nice and being nice. Acting nice is when you're acting. It's only temporary. You're trying to impress. But when you're being nice, this is who you are, true blue as your person. This is who you are. I'm not acting. This is who I am.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Actions speak louder than
words. It was
words.
A pleasure.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, next, here we go. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, hon.
Hi.
Yeah, my name is
Who
are
Lisa. We talking to?
My name is Lisa.
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Lisa, you bend over backwards for everybody, and you're not doing enough for yourself. And you feel very depleted, and even your lower back is bothering you.
Yeah.
You had a question?
Yeah, I just want to know when you see things changing in my work situation.
Your work situation as far as the changes goes.
Mm-hmm.
I keep on seeing something with three people around you. Is this like within your department, or is this in the place, or why am I seeing three strong people around you?
Well, I don't know. I work at home, so I don't really ever interact with anyone. So it might be behind the scenes. I can't validate that.
Okay. What is it that you do?
I'm a tutor.
Okay, well, I have a feeling that these three people are probably going to be three of your students as far as consistency. So what is it that you're asking, though, about your job? So you work for yourself and you're a tutor, which is beautiful. So.
Well, I work for a company, actually. It's not for myself. I'm employed. I'm not self-employed.
Okay.
Okay, well, what I'm getting is that you should be working for yourself.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you want to, you already know how the game is played, and, you know, as far as working for these people. So if things aren't going to improve one ounce, but things are pretty much so status quo exactly as they are. So it's how much longer willing to accept this? Or don't be afraid to, did you sign a non-compete agreement?
I probably did. There was a lot of paperwork. Doesn't mean I have to tell them everything I'm doing. They're not going to know every move I make.
Yeah, because as far as, advertising yourself or, getting other people to help out, I feel like you could do this on your own and definitely make side money if not, start doing this more full-time. But what I'm seeing is it's just simply a lack of confidence,
I'm aggravated because they just made some changes to the schedule. I'm still scheduled to work and everything, but it's just, they put a new system on us. I'm not sure if it's going to work out or not. I mean, they just did it today, so it's kind of in limbo. But it might kind of pan out because it's like I'm getting used to it. I'm starting to learn it. A lot of the teachers are upset.
A lot of teachers are upset, you said?
Yeah, a lot of them are, upset because they put, new software on our scheduling. And I think they are going to iron out the kinks. I do. I don't think they're going to keep it like this. But it's just, a company will implement something new and then it's kind of rough for a while.
Of course. You got to adjust.
Yeah.
You want to know something? There's going to be a company who I see you working for are working with, and they're from England. They have an English accent. Could be Australian, but I think it's an English accent. And it's somebody that's a particular style of teaching or a particular company, but I'm definitely seeing something with ground. English
okay.
company background. And it's like Kumon is from the Orient. Kumon, K-U-M-O-N. They're from the Orient. It's a Chinese art way of learning, and it's repetition, repetition, repetition. I for some reason I'm picking up English, or you could be getting more English students or whatnot, or working for an English company, meaning from England, not speaking.
I mean, I'm going to start looking for other work, and then in June, we submit our availability, and I'll limit my availability to this company and try to get another job because our schedule's all over the place. They'll sign you something at 8 a.m. and then at 9 p.m. It's, not a consistent schedule, and that's what I'm disgusted by right now.
Right. What I'm getting is also that you're going to be – it would be very smart for you to literally teach English. If you were to teach English, I feel like that you would do very well and that you would end up enjoying your work.
Yeah, that's what I teach.
English as a second language?
That's what I do.
For people who are foreigners or for people who have broken English or who don't, express their words properly or whatnot, getting you teaching.
Yeah, that's what I do now. But I'm trying to get – this company is nice and everything, but their scheduling is really messed up. So if I tighten up my availability to them, Then either they schedule me those days and times or they don't, and then I'll have to, look. And you know what I mean? We're all struggling right now with our schedules. Everybody
you want to know something? You want to know? What's your first name again, Donna?
Lisa.
Lisa. I apologize, Lisa. I want you to start living in Lisa's world. I literally want you to start living in Lisa's world and start seeing Lisa's world as being very prosperous. Because right now, in your mind, you're living yourself as a victim according to the system. So you're not taking control of your life. And that's one of the big problems that the general public have, is that because of what the system says, they have to live accordingly. But when you start living in your world, say if you're struggling financially, see, I'll give you a perfect example. I know that in the real estate market, like a majority of realtors, they're not doing that great. They're doing all right at best. That's it. I know this one realtor, she's filled with so much love, and she has it down pat with her real estate that she is closing about two to three houses within every 2 weeks. And she's constantly busy because she stays and lives in her world according to her mind, according to her thoughts, the outside world says. So you create your own world. So if you're going to play yourself as a victim and everybody else is suffering and you're suffering, and you're going
to
keep
for other jobs right now, and I've applied for other places, and I'm working on getting away from this situation. I am. It's not like I'm going to stay. I'm not like sitting here like, oh, I'm going to just stay in this. No.
Yeah, but like I said to you before, I do see you working with a company who does teach foreigners how to speak English or learn English or something, but something to that effect. And things are going to get better for you. It's going to happen towards the end of this year, towards the beginning of next year. That's when you're really going to start feeling like things are, you're going to be much happier with the scheduling and the money you're making. Things are going to be much, much better, but it's not going to improve probably till the end of the year, beginning of next.
Okay.
December, January is what I'm seeing for you. So your situation, all your bull crap you're going through right now, it's only temporary.
Yeah. It's terrible what this company's doing to people. It's like people just want to make a living, you know, and they're like bizarre with their schedule. Like everybody's like going, what? You know? It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, don't
I
be afraid of
my
change.
Compassion to you.
Do not be afraid of change. This is important.
No,
I'm
applying for other places now. It's not like I'm not working on it. I got an email response from somebody today. It's just like it just happened. Like they did it within a week. They just said, okay, we're changing everything. And it was going well before they made the change. And we had like a conference and a lot of teachers were really upset. And I think they're going to lose a lot of teachers. I do. I think a lot of people are going to leave. You know, these big corporations, they make these horrible changes and then they wonder why they fail, you know? You got to treat your workers correctly. You know what I mean? You can't just do this to people. It's wrong. People will leave.
So like I said, so either you could take control of your own world or you could do something, you know, or you could play yourself as a victim according to all the bullcrap that's going on.
Oh,
so,
no, I'm
like
leaving.
Said,
I'm leaving.
Well, yeah. And like I said,
no,
gee,
I'm
things
I'm
are going.
I'm working on leave.
Yeah, and as Mary was saying, you know, don't be afraid of changes. And as you start going through these changes, you're going to see it's going to open up one door, the next door. Because I feel like your next move isn't your final move. I think it's just a stepping stone.
Yeah,
and one thing that's coming to me that's very important is that you need to be grateful for the things you have learned with this company, including the things not to do.
Yeah. No, I like this company. I like the scheduling issue, and I'm not sure if they're going to iron this out, but I'm not going to sit here and wait for them to figure out how to treat people. You know, I think they're trying to be greedy or something. I don't know. I don't know what their problem is.
Well, there's change of management. There's change of management, and so therefore that's going to really affect the whole dynamics. So.
Yeah. But this is exactly how companies get run into the ground. You know what I mean? Like, just in a general sense, you know, they make a change and then they ruin everything and then the company fails. Basically, they're going to screw themselves. I'm not going to be there anymore. But they're not going to do well in business. You know what I mean? Because a lot of teachers are going to leave. You got to have people to teach your classes if you're going to be a successful tutoring company. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, we're not going to solve this here, but I believe Kathy, that you've got some very serious things to think about, and mainly stay positive, because if you let this go, let turn you negative, you're going to be the loser. Okay?
Just focus on the changes. Just focus on the changes, and you'll be fine. That's all. Just know your situation right now is just temporary, and you're going to be fine.
It is temporary. It's just sort of shocking when people do this kind of thing. You're like, why would you do all this to people? Unbelievable.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
One word, because. Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah. Okay. Hello?
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 Hi.
Hello there.
What is your name?
My name is Harriet, and I would just like to have a message, whatever you can, you know, get from Spirit.
Harriet, who's Margaret or Mary?
Oh, my gosh, Mary Margaret. Oh, my gosh. That's off the TV show, and I love Mary Margaret off the TV show. Once Upon a Time, you ever heard of that? Where they got all the fairy tale characters coming together, and they're making like this like a soap opera. It's so nice how they have it, but they have like all the fairy tale characters, everybody that you ever heard about, all together in this drawn out miniseries. And I absolutely love that.
That is too funny.
I don't know if that's it, but Mary Margaret is one of my favorite.
Yeah, no.
Characters.
No, that was just, as soon as I heard your voice, that was the first thing that I heard, and I didn't know how to put it together, so, but you did. So that's really good. That's really funny. Yeah, the trick is just to, you know, stay as a kid. You know, my mom used to say, it's okay to grow older, just don't grow old.
Right.
There you go.
Just grow up. Right, yeah.
You know, stay being a kid and stay doing what you love to do and continue to have fun, and that's
mm-hmm.
where it's at. Hold on just a second. Now, is there somebody who's passed away where you have their rosary beads?
I think so. I got them right here. And I think my kids gave it to me after going to somebody's funeral. And they're right here. Actually, I'm looking dead at them. And they're white.
Yeah.
So I think so. I think they did come off out of from a funeral. But I don't know who.
Okay, that's what it's picking up. Now, what is it with, I keep on seeing around November 18th. Why is November 18th so significant? When somebody passed, somebody's birthday, anniversary of?
I know that's I think that's around the week I got sick and I messed up all my finals and stuff. And I was sick for like 2 months and I absolutely failed everything because it just messed me up. I think around that time. But I don't know who might have died. I don't remember.
Because I'm getting a strong connection. I just want you to know that the angel
mm-hmm.
who watches over you, there is an actual angel who watches over you. I'm not talking about a loved one that you've known, but I keep on hearing Archangel Ariel.
Okay.
In my thoughts. And when you feel overwhelmed, you know, and you feel like your heart needs nurturing, just call upon Archangel Ariel, and you'll see that Ariel will pull through for you. And when you're looking for signs or messages, you know, again, Ariel will pull through for you. Now, the person who I also see around you, I keep on seeing, like, fruit, lots of fruit. I keep on seeing, like, strawberries and apples and, you know, a basket of fruit with this person. Is this something that they were always having, or was this a bowl of fruit that they had on their kitchen table, or?
I don't know who died. I don't remember. To tell you, I don't know who died in November. I don't remember.
And
I think it was a couple of
people.
I think it was three of them. Actually, I think it was three of them. But I know one of them was not related to me directly. And then there was another one. But I don't remember who. You know, I've been going through so much that I don't remember. I don't remember that.
No, I don't know if it's the person who crossed over or they're showing me your arm. But I'm seeing an issue with one of your arms from your elbow to your hand. I'm seeing an issue, a sprain of some sort with, or either a break or a sprain. Who was this?
An issue with the elbow? Break? I don't know.
Yeah, somebody definitely has a cast on their hand, and they're showing it to me.
I don't know.
It was broken. It was broken.
I don't know.
Their arm.
I don't hang around the family. I don't have no clue. And my mother's not here for me to ask. So, hold on. Let me see. I don't think she's back.
Like I said, when you feel overwhelmed emotionally, call upon Archangel Ariel.
She's asking.
I'm sorry?
She's asking someone.
Oh, no, we don't remember. I know it's like three people died, and one of them was not a family member, but I'm not sure. I forgot. I really don't know.
Okay,
it's okay. It'll come to you sometime, and you'll say, oh, of course.
Oh, how it goes, too.
Yep.
Hey, listen, you need to see the doctor in regards to your intestines. If I were you, I would probably go see a gastrologist because I'm seeing a problem in your lower region that needs to be taken care of.
Okay.
Something with the digestive system.
Okay.
Are you eating all the wrong things, Harriet?
Possibly, I think so. I mean, and everything, yeah. And it's yeah, and it's probably yeah. I am. No excuses. I am.
Okay.
Well, you got to cut that out. You're young right now, and. And it doesn't show up for a little while, but you don't want it. You don't want it to sneak up on you, okay?
Yeah. All right.
Start paying a little more attention to what you're eating.
Okay.
Also, I would get your eyes checked out too.
Yes, I know.
There's problems with the eyes too.
I know.
Start taking, you want to know something, go to a health nutritional store and get I want you to get two things. I want you to get probiotics. It will help cleanse out your system. And get a good woman's multivitamin, and not the generic kind. Get something of high quality, of good quality. It will boost up your energy because your immune system needs to be built up.
Oh, is that what's wrong with me? Okay. Mm-hmm.
And don't allow, I've seen a younger person around you trying to take advantage of you. So don't give away more money or more energy than what you could afford to get rid of. Otherwise, it's going to like really hurt you. Don't try to save people from their own mistakes in their own life where you're trying to fix or cure what they've created.
Okay, that's fantastic, and thank you so much, Harriet, for calling
in.
Thank
you. Thank you for the information. You guys stay blessed.
Oh, you too.
Same to you. God bless you.
Okay. Listen in to the rest of the program. Okay.
Mayor?
Yes, we have one other person.
Hold on a second. Is it okay if I just say my name, my information?
Absolutely. Sure.
Yeah, so if anybody wants to get a private reading from myself, connect to a loved one, or to get a reading within your life and go into extreme detail, and everyone can get a recording, too, of their session, I want you to call me at 877-ANGEL-02 or check out my website, artiehoffman.com, artiehoffman.com, or you can email me at artiehoffman@gmail.com. If you wanted to do a session, or if you wanted to have an arty party, I call my parties arty parties. So, and it's always a lot of fun. And like I said, everyone gets a recording. And I'm out in Woodbridge, New Jersey. So if you want to see me in person, or like I said, if you want a phone reading, I'm just as accurate over the phone. I'd be more than happy to help you out. So.
Fabulous.
Thank you.
We do have one more person who I think really wants to ask you a question. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
What is your name?
Suzanne.
Suzanne. Okay. Artie, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, Artie.
How you doing? What I'm getting is you hide your feelings a lot.
I was going to ask you a question about work or love life.
Okay.
Well, you don't always tell your truth. You don't always express your truth. You suck it in a lot with a lot of other people. And,
yeah.
You know, when you're around other people, and when you're upset or hurt or you don't agree, you have a tendency not to express your feelings upon the situation, and you walk away feeling depressed or upset, and you have this run-on a conversation in your head, in your mind, when you walk away from the situation, and you get very upset.
I'm trying not to do that anymore. It's like it is what it is.
Right, exactly. And I'm also getting that there's going to be some kind of an argument or a disagreement in regards to a will. So there's something
well, who's,
about a will.
Who's dying? I don't know anybody who's dying.
Well, I'm just letting you know that there's going to be, you know, God works in mysterious ways. Things can happen in a heartbeat, you know.
When?
I don't know. I'm not saying it's far out in the future, though, but.
Well, I hope it's not a mother or anything like that.
All I'm saying is you just got to make sure that, you know, as far as with family members, that you want to make sure that the wills are in black and white where there's no gray areas. Otherwise, I'm telling you, there's going to be a big fight.
Oh, I don't have a will, and I hope it's not me.
No, it's someone else's will.
Oh, okay. Can I ask you a couple of questions?
Sure.
I'm subbing as like an AE teacher assistant, but I really need a full-time job doing one of them. Do you see me getting a job soon like that?
Go to the temp agencies. That's where you're going to I'm
subbing. I can't go to temp agencies. I'm going to subbing through the schools.
You're going
That's
what
I'm doing now.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I'm subbing now. That's what I am doing. Not when you can't go through temp agencies. Sub, there's school, so you go through subbing. That's what I'm doing. Like if they call in sick, I go in and stuff.
As far as getting a regular job?
Yeah. I mean, is it going to be...
Your best bet, actually your best bet, because I have a feeling you're going to stay on this circle, your best bet is going to a private school.
Yeah, I don't know any private schools.
Well, I'm just letting you know. I'm just telling you what I'm getting. I would check into it. You don't know private schools because you haven't searched for it. You know, as far as working for the school system and stuff like that, the way you've been, a lot of people competing for the same jobs that you are, and it's going to be harder, a little more difficult. So, you know, like I said, just keep all your options open and. You know, being that you're subbing, and I'm telling you, if you check out any kind of private schools, whether it be for younger kids or for, you know, middle-of-the-road kids, I don't see you working with, you know, older kids, like, you know, 16, 17, 18-year-olds. I see you working with, you know, middle down to lower region with kids. And like I said, I feel like the place where you're going to end up getting a full-time job at, it's going to be with a place where you've never worked at before.
Oh, all right.
And I see if you keep doing the same thing, you're going to keep getting the same thing. That's, I think, that clearly...
Well, there wasn't any job
opening,
so that's why I had a sub to try to get my foot in the door.
But anyway, that's my advice to you, is start Google searching for all the private schools in the area. And just, you know, give your resume and, you know, and let them know that you're willing to do part-time, you know, pinch hit for any subs or whatever. And it's going to be through a private school when you're pinch hitting that you're going to end up getting hired on a regular basis. And it would probably,
right,
if you put your energy out there, it would probably happen right towards the end of the summer or the end of the summer or beginning of the summer.
Okay.
Where the doors
Great.
Will open up for you, but you got to move out in that direction.
All right.
Okay. I appreciate your calling, but I'm getting the feeling that the angels have about 3-4 minutes to say something that they really, really want to get through. And I would like, especially, Artie, would you repeat your access information?
My information?
Yes,
thank you.
Please.
Yeah. If you call me at 877-ANGEL-02, you'll be able to reach me directly, and we could set up an appointment for a reading, whether it be to connect to a loved one or, you know, if you wanted in-depth detailed information about your love life, work life, or health or anything. Be more than happy to help you out. Even if you want to call on behalf of someone else and not just yourself, it's also a great gift. You know, what a wonderful gift, too, when people want to, you know, when you care about somebody and you know that they're hurting and they need some insight, it's also a wonderful gift to give, which I do gift certificates. And go to my website, because I got a lot of videos also, YouTube videos, to artiehoffman.com. artiehoffman.com. And you'll see the face behind the voice. I'm very, very proud of my website. It's beautiful. I have a lot of inspirational messages. Check out the testimonials. And you won't be disappointed. Or you can email me at artiehoffman@gmail.com. So, Mary, thank you very, very much. And I just want to say, you know, from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless everybody with lots of health, happiness, and wisdom and prosperity, you know, and may God and the angels always nurture your heart. And don't ever be afraid to ask God and the angels to be a part of your life and to help you out. God and the angels are not separate from you. They're not. Don't look at that beautiful spirit as being separate. They are a part of your life. Look at God and the angels as your best friend and not a spirit that's way above and beyond. Even though they are, but they're also very, very much so at home within a part of your soul. They live within your heart and soul.
Exactly. And as you reach out to spirit, spirit reaches back.
For doing what I do, you know, a lot of people say that I'm very blessed to have a gift, which I am, but at the same token, you know, they say you're very lucky that God speaks to you or the angels speak to you. And God and the angels speak to everybody. It's not a matter of who does God choose to speak to. It's who chooses to listen. And it's about following your gut instincts. It's about following your first gut and your thoughts and your mind, what feels right in your heart and soul. So don't always feel like you have to be a follower. You know, sometimes you have to do what you might consider to be the wrong thing. Sometimes you do the wrong thing, but for the right reason. So if it goes against what other people are thinking, but it feels right in your heart to do, then you got to follow your heart. And that's very important to always be true to yourself.
Definitely. Well, I have a feeling that you don't have any problem at all with that, Artie.
Well, you're a good
psychic. How did you learn to be so open?
Well, you want to know something? I got a lot of wisdom and information from the Edgar Cayce Foundation in Virginia Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gone to some seminars, and it really helped open my mind a lot. Through prayer and meditation, I was getting answers. And also from a lot of other people, from as many people as I have read in my life and listening to their stories, it's helped bring a lot of wisdom in my life from other people's trials and tribulations, from their heartaches. And so I've learned from other people's mistakes what to do, what not to do. As far as the wisdom goes, I blank out my mind and I just wait for thoughts and answers to come into my mind. And I hear songs. I see videos.
And that is the perfect way to end our session. And we have 5 seconds. And I am so grateful to you, Artie. It was wonderful. Come back
soon.
You're
a sweetheart. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. God bless you.
Okay. But now, one second. Don't hang up. The end of the episode.